This is the HomeKit Life, where we talk about all things Apple HomeKit news.
We're a father-son team who loves everything Apple.
Enjoy the show. Back to the HomeKit Life. I'm Josh.
I'm Braden.
This week we're going to talk about Level, Akara, and Akara.
Yeah.
Seems like more often than not we have double Akara week lately.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's dive into the show. Actually, before we do, I will just say, one, if you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. That would be hugely helpful for us. You know, we're on a new channel now, and the growth is a little bit slow in the beginning, but we would love to grow our subs back as we are going to focus the other channel on just like reviews and stuff. So, yeah, that would be hugely helpful. And if you haven't already, go leave us a review. You know, we work hard at this, and if you give us that 5-star review, it lets like Apple Podcasts or Spotify know, like, hey, maybe I should share this with other people. And if you haven't already, like, go follow us on Twitter and give us a tweet there when this episode comes out. That would be hugely helpful to us. We don't spend a ton of time on social media, but we would love to keep growing this and getting a bigger audience. That said, we won't be here next week. But we will be back the week after that, spring break stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's dive into Level. So the Level keypad is now available to order, and it's compatible with all their HomeKit enabled Level locks. This is pretty cool. I like the look of this. I'm very curious to try it out. It comes in at, $79. It is IP65 rated, waterproofing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can mount it outside. But it's nice because it'll give you the ability. It looks like it communicates directly with the lock through Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really have to be attached to HomeKit. I don't think you would just be able to set codes in the Level app. I think I said it comes in at $79, mm-hmm. but if you order it with a lock, you can get it discounted for $59. So I don't know. This is kind of cool. I like it.
Yeah, definitely an interesting thing to see.
Yeah.
It also is battery operated and takes 2 AA batteries.
Yeah, good point. I don't know. I definitely think we're gonna give this a try. We were just talking about it before the show. Like, we've got a new door that we need to get installed, and that'll take a deadbolt. So I might just order. We already have one Level lock. It's been okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate it, but I think with the keypad, it would be kind of nice because most of the other people in the house don't have the Level app installed. And so having the ability to have the keypad would be kind of nice. They do have, you know, iOS and access to the house,
mm-hmm.
but I could definitely see the keypad being interesting. And I think this is definitely something we're going to give it a go, see how it works.
Yep.
All right.
The first bit of Akara news that we have is the new H1M switches in China. So this comes in a variety of colors, 6 in total. Brown, green, pink, dark gray, sky blue, and magnolia. Green. Oh, man.
Is that the white color, magnolia?
Magnolia, I believe so.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
And so these are some pretty interesting switches. They're obviously designed for the Chinese market.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not US style switches. They come in 3 different types, single rocker, double rocker, and triple rocker variants. And then at the top of the rocker, they have LED strips, and they have new switch mechanisms compared to the initial H1 series.
Did you see this part?
Yeah.
They actually have 1, 2, and 3 rocker configurations. Did you just say that?
Yeah, I just saw that.
It's like flipping through and looking like, wow, that's actually shocking to me.
Yeah.
It's funny.
They use Zigbee 3.0 and are exposed to HomeKit through an Akara hub.
Yeah.
I
like the look of these, honestly. I definitely think they probably come off a little more masculine, maybe depending on the color you get. But they have a nice look to them. And I like that integrated LED.
Yeah.
For sure. I wonder if that's used to kind of show you if a light's on or off.
Potentially.
Yeah, I could see that being interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope they bring something similar here. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'd love to see something over here like this.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of Akara, they also released their smart door lock, the A100, which is Zigbee, and it also has Apple HomeKey support. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool. I think technically this is the first lock to actually drop that you can buy that has the HomeKit HomeKey support, which is to say it uses NFC to unlock the door rather than you having to tell your phone to do it, or rather than having to like unlock, go into the app and hit a button. You know, when you get close, it'll just go ahead and unlock the door for you. It is, yeah. So in the article, they say it's not the first to show off HomeKey support, but it is the first to ship. It is currently launching in Malaysia and Singapore. It looks like that'll expand to Russia, more of Southeast Asia in the coming months. Mm-hmm. But there's no mention of Europe or North America. And looking at it, like, this does not look like a typical North American lock.
Definitely not, no.
It is more of a handle-based lock rather than a deadbolt. So here in the U.S., we tend to use deadbolts in a lot of places. Although we had a house that would use one of these, like a lever lock. And I could see that being interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It does take 8 AA batteries.
Oh, man.
That is a bear.
Yeah.
That's a little crazy, but they're saying it should last 18 months. And in the case of power loss, it also has a USB-C port that you can use to try to power it up enough to like get it to unlock if you ran out of battery. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I guess you just carry around a battery bank with you and just be Oh, cool. Let's plug that in.
Yeah. I think we've talked about similar alternatives to that, like the 9-volt on.
Yeah. The Yale Assure has the 9-volt ports mm-hmm. where you can plug that in. This one comes in at $365 equivalency in yuan currency. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of excited about this. That's a little high on the price side, in my opinion, for a door handle. But honestly, if it looks good, you know, this one's got an integrated number keypad to punch in. And it's nice and modern looking. It's long, I will say that. But I think part of that is like engaging. It has like deadbolts that look like they might engage.
Yeah.
But there's like a lot of them.
I count like four. Here.
So I'm not familiar with like Asian locks or how they work, but that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's to ensure you have more like anti-kick security.
Maybe, yeah.
Who knows? I mean, if someone really wants to get in our house, they're going to get in.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just go to the window. All right. Well, I will say this was a short week. We only had 3 news stories, and one of those was actually from last week, but we had so many from the break that we took that we wanted to go ahead and include it. But yeah, if you can, again, it would be super helpful. Hit that subscribe button, hit that bell, leave us a rating. If you think we're worth the 5 stars, it would really help us out as we're trying to grow. And we would certainly be appreciative of that. And we will see you in 2 weeks.